Theater Thoughts by Michael Betancourt. The advertising for Mary Poppins centers on how the story's magic will refresh one's spirits. But as I watched the production, I couldn't help notice that Mary Poppins is a profoundly weird piece, a capitalist fairy tale that is not comforting at all. The real center of the tale is not the witchy nanny, but the banker father, aptly named Mr. Banks, who may lose his job for making an investment decision based on his heart rather than the numbers. If they fire him, his family will lose the magic of their bourgeois lives, and what had once been flying like the kites, like Mary herself, will turn earthbound and ordinary. However, this is Disney. The father's heart-made decision pays off royally, while the one that looked good by the numbers turns out to be a scam. Not only does he keep his job, he gets a promotion and a raise, as well as apologies from the bank president. His response to his good fortune, he vows to spend more time with his family, and his employers readily agree. In the end, the proper order of things is maintained. The bankers will continue to bank, the sweeps will continue to sweep, lung ailments intact, the bourgeois children have avoided deep pain, and Mary's work, that is saving the middle class from itself, is done as she literally flies off into the sunset, that is, out over the audience to the second balcony. While they believe they have been offered magic, in truth, ticket buyers have been inoculated against the Occupy Wall Street mentality, re-educated that the right people got the right things, and that the world as they know it is the world they should know and accept. Mary Poppins and the ideology of the ruling class, who knew they were in such tight embrace? And don't forget to have your picture taken next to the iconic figure of Poppins up, up, upping away with her umbrella, as if one could, with just the right Disney point of view, lift away from these sordid streets. You can find more Theater Thoughts at www.m-betancourt.com. Ciao!